Hey guys, my name's James.
And I'm Corwin.
And welcome to This Movie's Gay.
Ooh, yeah!
We got it clean for the first time in a while, it feels like.
Because I keep fucking it up.
Yeah, last week was real bad. Well, don't even go to your notes right now. I'm going to smack
it up.
I'm going to smack that paper out of your hand.
And scene.
No, you are not doing that. Oh, wait, shit. I had something that I was going to suggest for something like that. Damn it. Did I not write it down?
He didn't write it down.
Oh,
so
no.
It no longer exists.
Or maybe if, hey, when you try and rerail me, I should start saying, hey, I'm the one fucking this cat. You're just holding its legs.
That was a quote from our movie that we watched this week, which was Hurricane Bianca.
Yeah,
a Corwin, 2016.
Corwin seems like he's real loud, but I'm not picking up a lot in his mic, I don't think. So I'm going to say it's fine.
Probably fine. We'll
see. Yeah. No, it was just when you were giggling.
When I was giggling.
Oh, hey.
Oh, jeez.
Before we get into the thick of this movie, I have some follow-ups from last week.
Oh my God, I hate you so much.
So last week, you asked me what Nicole's opinions were on the gay bed and breakfast of terror.
I need that.
I asked Nicole. Nicole did not listen to the episodes besides snippets that I show her when I'm doing the episode summary.
Yeah.
I just asked her, did not give any context. I said, hey, Nicole, what were your thoughts on Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror, episode 3 of this podcast, of the movie? And she said, love it.
Oh, my God.
And then I said, oh, I'm going to tell Corwin that you loved it. And she said, no. Love it. Present tense. She still enjoys the movie.
I hate everything.
So, hey, guys, you thinking it's just me who has this weird obsession for it? No. It's also my odd girlfriend.
You're made for each other.
Ooh, we're made men for each other. And then I got one other thing. I don't know if this is a thing that happens outside of the world or just I'm the first one to do it, but I have a food invention that is going to revolutionize how you eat an American classic. So, get a can of pineapples.
I already hate this.
Put it in the fridge.
Okay.
Then the next day, so it's cold pineapples.
Yeah.
Make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but then put the pineapple on there.
Sure.
It is so good. Pineapple in pineapple juice. So then you get like these, you know, like
you're adding some acidity to it.
Also the
and freshness with like the pineapple.
Like a burst of juice to it as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, ooh, then you can also kind of skimp on the jelly.
What kind of jelly are you using?
Just normal grape.
Okay.
I also did make a peanut butter sandwich this.
What kind of bread are you using?
Whole wheat.
Get some brioche?
Yeah, go for it. Just any kind,
guys.
Come on,
James.
It's so
good. Up your peanut butter jelly game. What kind of peanut butter are you using? You using actual peanut butter? You using almond butter?
I'm using actual peanut butter.
Okay.
You do also
crunchy?
Creamy.
Oh, my God.
You have to understand this.
Pineapple's a little mushy. You need to add some crunch in there.
But you forget that I have no income.
I don't forget that. I brought you food today.
Yes. He's so nice to me.
Mainly because I was late and I felt bad.
You were very late today.
Because I was buying you food.
No.
I was going to be late before.
Yes.
I just didn't want to take I didn't want to take an Uber. So I took the train.
Yeah. Hey.
What's slow?
Corwin, I got a question. I got some stars by some things.
What are the questions?
Mainly, in this movie, let's just do a quick rundown.
Hurricane
before
Bianca.
A real quick rundown, under a minute.
Okay, I'm assuming you're pointing at me because you want me to do it?
You want to know, I'll do it.
Okay.
So Hurricane Bianca, there's this dude, he's I guess a stand-up, but also a teacher from New York. He was teaching kindergarten, I guess, but those kids looked, I guess I don't know ages of children.
Kindergarten, yes.
Because I'm never going to have any. And also, I never see my nieces.
You are using up this whole minute on
just
sidetracking
done.
About your own life.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, so.
Hey, remember, I'm the one fucking this cat right here. You're just holding its legs.
That's scene. Disgusting. And scene. So basically, we've got Richard, who is the drag queen, Bianca Del Rio.
But to make it not as nasty, I'll say, I'm the one fucking this busty lady here.
You're Oh, my God.
No, that ended up just being real bad.
Okay. Richard, who is Bianca Del Rio, is not drag yet, is a teacher and trying to sign up for the teacher ambassador program to go and teach somewhere new because he is tired of his shitty New York apartment and rats and all of that. So he ends up getting a call from Alan Cumming, who seems like a bad guy. He talks like a villain, and it's fun.
No, it's not that he talks like a villain. They scored him with villainous
music. He talks. It's just, there's a lot of villainous there.
Man, you want to know what? He should have been jacking off on him, remember?
Oh my God.
Villains,
no.
That's what you do. Or you
no.
follow them.
No,
follow villains.
No.
Guys, please follow a villain.
So Richard gets sent to a school in Texas. He goes there. It's a shithole. It's got science. He's a science teacher there for high school. They teach creationism, apparently. And he immediately gets fired because he gets poisoned by the students via laxative in chocolates. And they blow up the science lab. And then
after he gets fired, he
gets another chance by the principal because he's got such a good resume. Then he goes to a football game. Gets outed basically by the vice principal as being gay. Well, she figures it out, and then she tells the principal, and then he's fired because he's gay. And then he gets drunk with this lady,
wasted.
Karma, and she's
Ambrosia Salad.
And that Ambrosia Salad is a drag queen played by, oh God, I don't remember her name right
Ambrosia
now. Alyssa
Salad.
Edwards. Alyssa Edwards. Richard, after having a night out pretending to be Ambrosia Salad impersonator, comes up with a plan to
name?
Be a drag queen.
Hold on.
And then
the
name is Bianca Del Rio,
which is
Bianca based on the hurricane that is coming in.
You're forgetting the first name Richard chose to be the Ambrosia Salad impersonator was Wilma Shitstink.
Wilma Shitstink. There you have it. So Richard dresses up as a drag queen using the help of his friend Karma, who is a transgender woman, to become this drag queen and go and teach at the school that he got fired from. So he dresses up and he comes up with the name Bianca because there's a hurricane coming and it's going to hit Del Rio.
Hello?
Hey, is this for a minute?
We got to take a quick break.
Sorry for that brief interruption that you won't even know because it all got cut out by James.
Yeah, but we'll still leave in the knock.
We'll let you know that we finally got an interruption during one of the shows. Our first one. It was
this
great.
This is, I think, the first ever interruption during any show.
It's fine.
Ooh.
I'm trying to remember my place because I remembered it and now I don't. Anyway, Bianca Del Rio. Del Rio was the town that the hurricane's going to hit, so he came up with that name, and that's what the movie said. He goes to the school, gets hired as Bianca Del Rio, and she begins to teach at that point, and the kids get better at school.
After insulting them
and all that, and being very sassy and insulting and all of that. Eventually, the Teacher of the Year award comes up. Bianca Del Rio is nominated for it.
Yeah.
Vice Principal Ward doesn't like that because she sucks. And she basically has Bianca Del Rio kidnapped. And then her daughter is placed up for the award instead. Bianca Del Rio foils all of that in the final scene and gets the award.
Yeah.
And that's a quick, not so quick synopsis of the movie.
Okay, so one of my starred items was the principal, while firing Richard, says, we like to keep our students away from alternative living, such as, what are you doing, Corwin? Can you hear in both headphones?
No, I can only hear in one.
Okay, God dang it, Corwin. Okay, you just slightly plug them in. Like, you'll feel, fully unplug them.
Yep.
And then plug it in.
Got it.
Okay, you got it. All right. None of that's getting cut, baby.
Yes.
So he's saying we need to shelter them from alternate living. And he says, man on man, man on dog. And I want to ask you, Corwin, is this bestiality in good taste?
No. But that's like one of the things this movie does, which is nice, but also it's a little cringy sometimes. But it brings up real issues.
Yeah.
Like every single time I have a conversation about gay marriage with someone from like my family or something like that, they always bring up one, bestiality,
yep,
two, pedophilia.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's
not the same.
The same at all.
Oh,
between
what?
Two consenting adults is not the same.
Wasn't there a senator or something who said, oh, are we going to start letting people marry ducks?
Probably. It would make sense because they're dumb.
There's a Garfunkel and Oates song about it.
So stupid. Anyway, yeah, so he does say that, and that is, it's a real issue that is still brought up today. Like, what?
One of these
people
movies
are stupid.
One of these movies, we're going to finally find bestiality when it is in good taste.
Is it ever in good taste, James?
I asked you that last week when you said,
I mean,
this bestiality.
You're talking about, what is that?
Centaurs?
No.
We did say that last week.
Didn't I say no comment? I don't know. I need to go and listen again. Anyway, what about Shape of Water?
Shape of Water. I didn't think he was a beast. He was like
monster,
a sex beast.
Oh God, I haven't watched the movie, so I don't know.
I don't either.
Oh God,
isn't it just a Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Both of us are talking about things we don't know. Yay!
When guys, please do at this movie's gay on Twitter. Let us know when bestiality is in
never,
good taste.
Never, James. Never in good taste.
I don't know. I do not know.
The cat thing is bestiality.
Oh, absolutely.
Stop bringing it up.
Oh, when you're trying to re-rail me, I'm going to say, no, 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 sir.
Why do you use re-rail? That is such a bad... You're like there's a character on Brooklyn Nine-Nine that always... One of the jokes they make is he always says like sexual innuendos and he's just not even meaning to do it. And like, I feel like you do that a lot.
No.
And then we get tweets from TC saying, was that supposed to be sexual?
No. TC said, was that supposed to be homoerotic? And that's
it
not sexual.
Still...
That's erotic.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Erotic is like grazing the nipple and then sexual is just like slapping it.
What? Why
hey
would
guys,
you slap it?
Please sound off in the comments. Just give us your distinction between erotic, I was going to say exotic, erotic and sensual.
Your distinction between erotic, exotic, and sensual.
And sexual.
And sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot there.
Erotic and sensual, I think, are kind of the same things, but it's more towards like sexual with sensual. Erotic is just like...
I feel like erotic and sexual are very similar. They are synonyms.
Erotic is... You know the Captain Morgan mascot and the pose he does? It's just picture him, but instead of pirate outfit, he's in...
Just naked.
No. He's in a thong. Naked would be sexual. Sensual. I mean, exotic.
You're so confused.
Erotic is, you know, maybe you can start to
you
see his inner thigh.
You were just describing erotic.
Yeah, you could see his inner thigh.
Sexual
would be him in in that same pose, but
James,
with a big old boner. Yeah, dude's getting boned up.
Oh my God.
Boned down too.
Same thing, James.
What?
It's the same thing.
Boned up and boned down?
No, sexual and erotic. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Like... Me, like, doing one of these on someone's chest, that's erotic. But me, like, kind of...
He was trailing his finger through some chest hair
but then,
mimicking.
Like, me, like, kneading the chest, that's sexual.
They're both
Okay, hold on. Kneading the chest, but while my thumb is rubbing the nipple.
Oh my God.
See, this is getting saucy.
It's the same.
Now, what's
You're
the...
You're always
okay,
saucy.
Okay. Now we need to know this, the difference between erotic, sexual, sensual, exotic, and now saucy's thrown in there too.
It's just because James doesn't know words.
I know words. You better believe I do, Corwid.
Oh.
You don't even know my fucking
you
name.
You don't even know my fucking name, James.
Oh, guys, I'm Corwin. No, I'm kidding.
Why'd you even start calling me Corwin in the first place? I don't remember.
No, it was just something in my head while we were working at the same place together. And Corwin. It just sounds cool.
My normal name is a medieval character, but also Corwin is.
Yes.
I have so many fantasy variations of my name.
Whoa. You live in a fantasy world? Like Fantasy Man? We don't need to get into Fantasy Man.
I just gave James a look and he was like, oh, nah.
Okay, so this intro felt James Bond-esque.
Is it James Bond? It was a fairy tale book.
No. The theme song.
Oh, yeah, the theme song, yes.
So we had Dynastud also had one, and Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror had one.
Oh, my God.
If we ever write a movie together, Corwin, we have to make sure the intro is a James Bond intro. We're paying homage to the gay movies we've seen, not to James Bond.
Yes.
Yes.
What was that?
Yes.
Do it again.
That's me being
one more time.
James Bond. Oh, yes. I'm
all right,
James
now
Bond.
Now do the Chevro line.
In that voice?
Sure.
Oh, wait, fuck. what do I say? Oh, yes, over there by the Chevro, Corwin.
That was amusing. Okay.
I'm amusing, I know. I am your muse as I sing.
Is that... That means something else.
What, a muse?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm your artistic muse.
No.
When you go into the vocal booth to do, you know, voiceovers,
no, you're like, you're not my muse, James.
I need to feed off the energy of James. He is my muse. No. When you write.
Now that is erotic.
What?
Muses.
Muses aren't erotic.
Can be.
Frank is my muse sometime. I've written songs about him.
Yeah, but most of the time when people are like, oh, they're my muse, they're thinking of, like, you know, Venus and, like, Aphrodite, like, or the muses themselves, the nine muses.
Come to think of it, I do have a weird obsession with Frank's nipples, but not in, like, a sexual way. It's just, like, two of them have no hair, so you can always see them, but the other ones are covered in hair. And why does he even have them in the first place? That's anatomy, bro. Corwin, remember, I can always make you laugh. Oh, over there, I'm gonna shiver out, Corn. Oh, I'm gonna make you laugh in 3, 2, 1. Oh, geez, I'm so high over there by the chiffro.
The more he's doing, the less I want to laugh, and I love it.
Over
all
there.
Right.
Oh, what if I went into the chiffro and it became Narnia and Narnia was like, yo,
what,
dude.
What the fuck is the chiffro?
You get baked, bro.
What's the chiffro?
A chiffro is, it's a closet, but it isn't attached to anything.
I need to Google this.
It's like it's a traveling
How
closet.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
I think it's like C-H-I-F. It's French, so I think I'm completely wrong on this.
Chiffarobe. Oh, like robe, like R-O-B-E.
Yeah, see? I'm
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's a closet-like piece of furniture.
Yeah, Corwin.
For hanging clothes.
Which is why I felt bad that I'm constantly calling you a chiffaro.
Because you're saying I'm a closet?
Yes, yes. I said, wow, I shouldn't be calling a gay man a chiffaro, which is just a traveling closet.
I hide all the other gay men in me. It's
yeah.
fine.
Ooh, that's
erotic.
Yes. There were 5 things we could have both said, and we both went with erotic. Corwin and I are best friends now.
Oh, my God.
Because we both said erotic at the same time. Who gives a shit about the notes, Corwin?
I'm looking at my notes. So the opening was a fairy tale book. That was interesting. They ended it also with a fairy tale, sort of. Like, this is what happened to all the characters afterwards. Which was just like, okay, cool.
Yeah. One of them became a CIA agent while pretending to be a cheerleading captain.
Cheerleading coach in high school.
God, why can't I be in the CIA? You were like, what, James, what are you, where are you going with this?
Where are you going with this, James? Dynastud, you going back to that?
No.
Oh, God.
In the, like, you can't travel with an open fishbowl.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. I was like, why is the fishbowl just like, it's just an open fishbowl just sitting in the back of his car. That would immediately spill everywhere.
Yeah, you're supposed to, how fish get shipped are, at least in my experience, like in a styrofoam crate thing, and there's, you know, like a water bag surrounding all of it. I think they might even have like freezer packs in it to like keep their resting heart rate low, as if they were, you know, like in winter time.
I don't know anything about shipping no fish.
I could call my sister. She has too many fish.
You don't need to call
your
sister. God,
my sister has truly every single room in her house has one or more fish tanks. Some of them have like five. It's too many fish. And
that's
huge.
That's a lot of fish to clean the tanks.
Yeah.
And especially like those big tanks, they're really annoying to clean too.
Yeah, she has too many fish.
I used to have to do that at my brother and sister-in-law's house. It was very annoying.
One day my sister might listen to this. Doubt it though. God, why won't she listen to these? Even Mostly Speaking Sentai, that's her
because
somewhat
sister-in-law. Because you talked about Frank's nipples.
Oh, she's fine with that.
Oh my God.
My sister once came down when I was in middle school, came down while I was skateboarding, and she said, I just made Matt Dutton a man. I was like, ugh, I don't want to hear that.
What?
Yeah. She had sex with her boyfriend. I didn't want to hear that. I also said the dude's full name, but hey, Matt Dutton, you listening? You were cool as hell.
Oh, made him a man.
Yeah.
I was like trying, I couldn't, I was like, I didn't hear what he said.
And no.
It's been too long for me to ask him to repeat it.
No.
I'm going to have to go and watch this episode.
You mean listen to this episode?
I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah. You pull it up on Windows Media Player and have that like nice, cool graphics that play along in
exactly
tandem with our
I,
equalizer.
It's exactly how I watch slash listen.
Listen
to these. I like to listen to them with
I listen to them in the Chifero.
Oh, my God.
OMG. Oh, I forgot to say, if there's not a Twitter account at a villain, so I can start saying, hey, start jizzing at a villain.
Okay, well, this will come out in a week, face. So you've got a whole week to see if there's a villain.
A villain, guys.
A villain.
I might do a underscore
villain or a dash villain.
Yeah.
A exclamation villain. I don't know. Can you use exclamations in? That
no.
doesn't sound right.
No, you can't.
Damn, foiled again by the Twitter.
By the Twitter.
The Twitter and the camera boys.
Did your high school have a Miss First?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think
so
either. I
hope not. Miss First in the movie was, it reveals later who she is. If you don't want to get that reveal right now, just skip ahead 10 seconds, but it was Miss Ward. So Miss First was the person who slept with the high school boys.
As their first.
As their first, and it was a teacher, and it was disgusting.
To all the Miss Firsts out there, you're doing a noble job.
Don't listen to James.
And if you're a female teacher listening right now, you can pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and be someone else's Miss First. You
wait till they graduate.
That's not as noble, Corwin.
Wait till they graduate and are 18.
Also, guys,
both of those.
Please, when I say, hey, guys, unless it's followed by, please tell a fucking friend about our podcast. It's always joking.
It's joking. And then I have to also say, no, don't do that.
In the Chifferow.
Jesus. So, if you watch RuPaul's at all, you'll enjoy the movie because there's a lot of drag queens in it. It's got Willem. And Shangela, and obviously Bianca Del Rio. It's got RuPaul as a
weather person,
meteorologist. Not RuPaul in drag, just RuPaul in his suit. And yeah, that's what I've got. Also, Vice Principal Ward is a dick.
Yeah, Rachel Dratch.
She's so bad.
Which that's another
was so loud. She's
no,
so...
No, that's fine. You didn't peek.
I did.
Well, that might have been from an old time ago.
No, that was...
Oh,
when
it doesn't matter,
Corwin. I literally
Corwin.
Watched
Stop
it happen.
Looking at
so,
that. You are the performer. This is my job.
I'm the performer. So, yeah, Rachel Dratch was so...
Which is a link to episode 3 of this podcast where we called someone from Gay Bed and Breakfast Rachel Dratch.
Yes, that's true.
Guys, watch
God
that movie.
God damn it. I mean, watch it if you... Actually, I did recommend that everyone watch it. You need to watch it at least once. That way you can come back and tweet to me and just be like, God damn it.
No, tweet at Marshland Mullum.
James just wants to talk about the movie with someone besides me.
Or at Marshland Media. What else do we got? I did put down where Carla...
Her daughter?
Yeah, throws... This happened to me all the time as someone who would...
Empty trash?
Yes, empty trash. You already knew where I was going with this.
She throws a full container of Coke or something.
Soda
in a trash can that had just been emptied.
Yeah, so there wasn't...
with the bag not put back in it, and then just like... smiled and jiggled her boobs and then walked away.
Yeah, guys, please don't do that. This is actually, hey guys, be nice to your custodial staff.
Yes, be nice. Clean up after yourselves and each other.
Please.
Be nice. If you can't follow the rules of a kindergarten class, you're not welcome in society. Goodbye.
You want to know what? Unless it's about eating your boogers, go ahead, do it. It's
don't
a fun time
boogers.
Snack. I no. once saw someone... feverishly eating their boogers on the train. An adult.
I mean, that makes sense. It's the train.
He was just digging in his nose and just like licking it and just like kept just going back and forth.
I need
on
you to
it.
Stop with this visual. So, yes, Rachel Dratch's character was awful. She was very unpleasant. She used a lot of words that she shouldn't be using, which Bianca Del Rio does call her out on, which is great. Yeah, call her out, because she should not be a bad person as the vice principal.
You shouldn't be. Also, one quick thing back on the booger
thing.
But as
a person.
That was exotic.
Oh my God. It's very visual. Also, whenever Richard moved into his new place in Texas, there was like this weird man in a cowboy hat and with long hair and a beard and overalls sitting on his front lawn, and it was all trashy and everything. And Richard was like, hi, I'm your new neighbor. And he just kind of stared at him. And then Richard went inside and he spat at him. And I'm like, from my experience, even the awful people in the South would at least acknowledge you and say hi or whatever.
And that guy ends up being...
That guy was Rachel Dratch's
brother.
And
kidnaps.
And he also, I guess, worked at a bar. And he was just everywhere.
Oh, wait, yeah.
He was everywhere. He is everywhere in the movie. And he... also sucks.
Just
in general, because my experience with Southern people is a lot nicer than that.
There was a very good message in this movie that guy said, which it never clicked in my head before, that abortion is murder.
Oh my God.
Hoo-ah.
James, you didn't say, hey guys.
Hey guys. well, no, that's obvious. Like, I was building it up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. She, Ward, Rachel Dratch, also said that she called Richard's outfit, his necktie, she called his bow tie a faggy tie. So apparently that's what those are, which is interesting, I guess. It's
how
just
she,
a bow tie.
Most of my notes are just quotes from the movie.
Go through them. I have notes just random like things like,
oh,
bird's nest, bitch. Shangela called the door person at the stand-up club the bird's nest bitch because of her hair.
Oh, I did not hear that.
She said it twice. She's like, bird's nest, and then like walked away, and then she was like, oh, where are the drink tickets? Yeah, we're on bird's nest bitch's list. Bird's nest bitch at the front door.
So
great.
In the beginning of this episode, I said there was something that I wrote down that when you try to re-rail something, I'm going to continually derail.
Please stop saying re-rail.
Re-rail, baby. But
oh
now it's starting
God.
To sound like a like rewinding something. Re-rail or like,
no.
Hey, I'll catch you on the re-rail.
No.
Ooh, baby, re-rail.
Everyone else gets it.
On last episode, Nicole, while listening to some of the clips, very much liked what I said, butt lube, baby. but in the beginning, one of the kids said, can we talk about sex ed or something? That's my way to derail a conversation.
It was one of the kindergarten kids, because he was he or she, I don't remember.
She
was very uninterested in Richard dressing up as someone and then Marie Curie. I think he was supposed to be Einstein. I don't remember.
Oh, I thought it was Ben Franklin.
Yes, he was Ben Franklin.
Maybe Captain Crunch?
No, I think it was Ben Franklin. I wasn't paying enough attention.
Like the captain himself, Captain Crunch?
No. So he was dressed up as Marie Curie. And she was like, why are we doing this? Let's talk about sex ed or something. It's like, you are a child. Anyway.
Hey, kids are curious.
Yeah.
And also, people should be teaching sex ed. So
they should.
We're not all of a sudden, whoa.
But also, Marie Curie is interesting to learn about.
I don't know. You want to know what? Give me a lesson.
No, I don't have time for this.
I thought you were going to say, James caught me in a bluff.
No. I did want to point out that Richard is very good at making those like water tornadoes.
Yeah.
I was doing that the other day when I was bored and I couldn't do it. Let's see if I can do it now. It was a tiny one. It didn't go very far.
Oh, no. I thought it was two bottles touched down.
Was it two bottles?
Yeah, that's what I thought
it was. One. I thought it was like one bottle and he was like, spinny spin.
Maybe.
Spinny spin. You can do like a little one in one bottle.
Corwin, this is a visual bit, so we have to move off from this. Corwin was spinning a water bottle.
I was spinning a water bottle to make a little tornado in the bottle.
I love the creationism. I'm a scientist. Then Ward goes, I don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that.
I loved, they're not full-grown bigots yet.
The boob cake in the teacher's lounge, immediately followed by microaggression to Richard about tacos, delivering his tacos. That's a microaggression. Thanks.
Yes. I remember the part now. Yeah.
So we had that, and that wasn't really acknowledged much.
This part
Coach
reminded,
being a dick.
This part reminded me of you because, so David was his name?
Richard. Yes.
He was getting outfits from Karma.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes and he goes,
I know what you're talking about.
Is this the front or the back? And then Karma says,
it's
a poncho, bitch. And Corwin wears ponchos.
I do. I got a poncho for my birthday from my good friend Nina.
When's your birthday?
It is May 25th.
That's coming up.
It is coming
up. Birthday Corwin. Happy.
It's still like a month and a half away, James.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Oh my God.
Ooh, we should have a birthday podcast where we try and get as many Marshland Media people on one. And we just.
Are you
going to
sing happy birthday to me?
We will, but we just also just do this podcast.
That would be interesting.
Oh man, what's another? I already said that one.
Why is there a middle-aged man sleeping in the school library under the table?
Oh, yeah, that dude was old-looking.
He was very old-looking.
But I'm going to guess 26 tops.
Why?
I think that's how old that person was.
But why was he there?
He was a student.
We have to watch for sleepers.
Yeah.
He was a student?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He looked like...
I was just like, he's a homeless man that's sleeping in the school library.
No. It's just kids like to sleep in the library.
Also, the principal looked like the mayor of Whoville.
From the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yes.
Who stole Christmas? The Grinch.
The principal did. He looked like a who.
Oh, wow. Nose shaming much?
No, it was like his whole face. Like, they very easily could have put a little prosthetic to merge his nose with his upper lip, and he would have been a who.
Okay. Hey, just like the lead singer of the Pretty Reckless.
What the fuck is that?
Taylor Momsen. She was Cindy Lou Who.
Oh.
She then went out. She fronts a metal band now.
Oh, awesome.
She's hardcore as hell.
Good for her.
She was on Pretty Little Liars seasons like 1 and 2, but then said, fuck this.
James loves that show.
Oh, not Pretty Little Liars. I'm so sorry. Gossip Girl.
James also loves that show.
I loved the first season and then the first 2 episodes of the second season. And then after the 4th episode, I said, no, thank you, ex-girlfriend of mine. You can watch this on your own.
James loved it.
I did. That first season was great television.
I also have The Coach and his Little Black Book. Speaking of Gossip Girl and Little Black Books. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that show, so I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll give it to you.
The coach had three little black books full. How big is that town for him to have three of those full of names?
Maybe some people were giving the wrong names and accidentally slept with him more than once.
Oh my God.
Or, I mean, were purposefully giving him the wrong names.
Like, I'm Brenda. No, I'm actually Carla. No, I'm actually...
Karma.
No. Uh-oh. That's his sister.
Uh-oh.
That's his sister.
Spaghetti-o.
I do like that Karma was played by an actual transgender actress. That was great.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Representation. Love when characters are played by people who actually can relate to the character.
I think this movie had the most representation out of any movie we've seen.
Probably.
For
probably.
Race, age, color.
Yeah, I think so. It was good.
I mean,
good.
The bar has been set pretty low.
The bar
from,
has been super low.
It's been just a white bowl of cream for most of the
especially
the
for that one you love so much. Just a giant white bowl of cream.
You'd think they wouldn't because it's so sunny out in the desert. That
and
it would...
it's just got so many people in it. But then you're like, why? Why are they all? Okay.
They're also close to the border. They could have had so much stuff in that movie.
But they didn't.
It's crazy that I think all cheerleaders die was...
the first one that we had that had any sort of person of color in it.
Yeah,
and we're like,
think,
what the fuck?
What was our second most... I'm going to be honest. I forget a lot. Like,
I know. We've watched a lot of movies.
It's 21 now.
Lilting had some good representation
in it. Oh, yes, Lilting, yep. But still, you know,
yeah, it's
English
sad
as
that
hell.
I can't come up with them off the top of my head.
I think Caleb Gallo is our most representation. Caleb
Probably,
Gallo.
Yeah, it had a lot of representation in it.
We should start thinking of awards to give after the first year of the 52 movies
like,
we do.
Yeah, we have to name them in top 10 and then all of that. Yeah.
You know, I don't think this will be my last note. At the end, there was an evil laugh, and it went, and do you think I could get paid off this laugh? Mwah, ha, 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 ha.
No. No, you can't.
What about this?
I feel like if either of us were going to get paid for laughs, it would probably be me, just because I have so many.
No, you don't.
You have so many.
You have just that one. That you overuse.
I went through my multiple laughs the
you
other
do this.
Like a few weeks ago.
You're practically Julia Roberts. You go, ha ha ha. Oh my God. Are you faking it with me whenever I make you laugh? You dick. This is no. Corwin has knives out right now.
Knives.
Multiple.
I also don't understand why when they went to the school, Richard first became a teacher, why the students were like bullying him.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? What kind of school is this?
And
I guess that could exist, but not in Texas.
No laxative works that quickly.
I wouldn't know. I haven't used laxatives.
Unless it's like a greasy food makes me.
Greasy food, just instantly you're like, oh, gotta.
Yeah.
Gotta go. Gotta hit that up.
There are many. There was once when in an Uber.
Oh,
that
God.
I was like, hey, man, skip dropping us off. Can you please just drop us off at that McDonald's up there? And then the McDonald's was close. And I was like, okay, yeah, just drop us off at home. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's sad for you.
Because we just ate. Nothing wrong with this place. I'm not saying it's the cheese fries that made it, but we had Burrito House. Burrito House is so good.
It was just too much grease for you.
Yeah, it was also like, I think it was in a time where that was my cheat day. So
oh,
I was I wasn't eating any greasy foods. Then I was just eating a whole king burrito and an order of cheese fries with extra nacho cheese on that.
That gives my stomach pains just thinking about it.
Makes my stomach hunger.
So they bullied the teacher, and then he was fired for being gay, which is a thing that's still a thing in many states, as Alan Cumming said in his villainous tone.
How can we change that, Corwin?
Write our senators.
All right.
Write them.
Hey, guys, for real. Write your senator. Say if you know, is there any way to source to see if your state has this?
Yes, I mean, just look up, just Google real quick. Is it legal to be fired for being gay in whatever state or being queer in whatever state Or, you know, there are still, I mean, there's plenty of work that still needs to be done politically in regards to the LGBTQ community, in regards to transgender people, who, by the way, have been in the forefront of political action for the LGBT community since the beginning of political movements. So just Google it. Quick Google. You can figure it out. It is really obvious in a lot of states that it, when it is a thing, like Tennessee, I believe is still, which is where I'm from, still able to just fire people for being gay. There's no protection for that class. I know there is in, I believe there is in Chicago specifically, but I don't know in Illinois. I will have to Google that and write my senators.
All right. Yeah, guys.
So yeah, it's a lot of work that needs to be done. So, you know, do it. It's
and
important.
You need this protection. And if you don't have the protection, again, please be a vigilante. Start bashing in some heads of some bigots. Please don't. Please, unless...
I like that, that James had to filter himself because he's like, oh, Corwin's not going to tell me not to do this because Corwin is vicious.
So please don't do this unless you do it in like a non-felony way and you do like shout us out in your like court hearing or on the news.
Isn't there a place where it's like vigilantes are... Isn't it's not illegal in a way? Isn't it in Seattle or something like that? Aren't there like actual like masked heroes in
a
couple places?
There might be, but I don't think they're legal.
Okay, well, I don't know. It's fun to think about. Punch a bigot. Do it.
Please.
Punch a Nazi.
Also, if you're at a punk rock show and you see a Nazi there, fucking kick him in the head.
Kick him in the head. I will not tell you not to do that. I do like that Karma was accepted by her family.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, she had a crying moment with her mom and dad and her little brother, the coach, who is a got three black books full of women. And he was also still hitting up Bianca.
Yeah.
So coach is a little, coach gets around. He doesn't care. He's like, that's a pretty lady.
He's just trying to nut, guys.
He's just trying to get around. He's trying to fill his book.
Yeah.
I have no more notes.
I don't either. This is going to be...
We, just, we stared at each other for a solid second there.
That's what friends do.
Is it? I don't know if I have friends that I do. Usually we're not staring at each other silently. Usually we're staring at like our phones silently or the TV silently, which is a good sign of like your comfort level with someone, I guess. Is if you're able to live in silence with them.
Wait.
How many people can you live in silence with, James?
Do you mean like on the phone live in silence?
No, just like you're like just chilling and hanging out and, you know, just being in the same vicinity together without needing to talk or...
I mean, like quite a bit of people, I would say.
Yeah, just...
Like
just
hometown
chilling.
Friends.
Just you got, chilling.
You got the Tylers, you know, Tyler Wright, Tyler Bergquist, a.k.a. MC Deep. You got Cord... Bones or Bon Easy, as a eighth grade science teacher said. Once the science teacher...
I feel
teacher,
like half of these names are fake.
Well, his real name's Kyle.
Okay.
And this teacher said, hey, there's a huge problem with people graffitiing the bathrooms, and this needs to stop. And if anyone knows who this Bon Easy person is... Please let me know. But it was just Bones with a Z.
I was like, that just sounds like Bones.
Yes, that's what his tag was, Bones.
Gotta get those bones.
You have Chris Fetter, you know, that Fed. Who else? Oh, I'm so sorry if I'm Tommy, I would say I could. And of course, you know, you, TC, Anissa, Courtney, Monse, Nicole, Frank.
I doubt that. Every time I see you and Frank, you're always talking to Frank. You just always talk.
No, sometimes I'm pushing him over.
Oh, is that so you can look at his nipples? Stop
no,
it, James.
Stop. You stop. Remember, I'm the one. Oh, wait, no, shit. We were just talking about a cat. We cannot say that.
I almost trapped you.
I'm the one fucking this busty lady here.
Gross.
And you're just in the corner. That's how I'm going to spin it.
Gross.
Oh, and you're the lookout.
I would never.
Because we're in a public place right now, and there's birds chirping. Have you ever had sex outdoor, Corwin?
No. Please
don't tell me. I was going to say, that's a rhetorical question. James, that's, you don't know what a rhetorical question is.
James, you don't know what a rhetorical question is.
I just go up to people on the street. Yo, you ever fucked outside? Rhetorical question.
James, that's just like the lawyer in whatever random courtroom drama. It's just like,
oh yeah,
did you do this? Withdrawn. Did you do this? Withdrawn. Did you do this? Withdrawn.
Yep.
It's like, what do you, you just, that's not a real thing. Stop it.
Hey guys, I've been James.
I've been Corwin.
But find me my other podcasts, mostly Speakin' Sentai. I'll get there. And What the Hell Mouth. Also, if you want to share this podcast easily with just one link, go to mlmpod.com. You can find links to listen to all of the podcasts that I do. Corwin's been on some of the others. And have a blast. Also, check out Marshland Monster. I've been real prolific with releasing stuff lately. It's been almost 2 songs a week the past month or so.
So much song, so yeah. Much content.
Also, follow us at This Movie's Gay, and please let us know your differences between exotic, erotic, sensual, and saucy.
You just said sensual twice. Sensual and sexual.
Oh,
and
yes.
Saucy.
Oh, God. Even it's confusing me.
James is so confused. And on that note, you can follow, yeah, definitely follow us on Twitter with
Tweet.
This Movie's Gay. Tweet at us. Tell us things. We're constantly bored and like to be told things
tweet,
on Twitter.
Tweet.
So just tweet away. We love people that
we love it.
Tweet at us.
Tweet,
yes.
Tweet.
makes me need to take a pregnancy test. So many tweets. Love it so much. James is giving me a weird look, and I will tell him later. So anyway, also follow me on Twitter. It's at CoreWinning. That's my name with ING at the end. Of course, that's in the description. Also check out my theater company, Saltbox Theater Collective. All of the information for that is also going to be in the description. I've been Corwin.
Wait, hold on. When you were doing the description and just trying to like plow through it so I couldn't get in with anything, there were times when you were like, I wanted to like just constantly be like, bongs, herb.
You kept making faces, and that's what was, it wasn't, I wasn't trying to plow through it so that you couldn't talk. I was doing it, and then you were making like a face like you wanted to talk, and it was making me start to laugh and forget what I was saying.
I was making those faces, I wanted to come in and say, hey, if no one has a Twitter handle at a villain, I got to get it.
You have a whole week before this comes out.
Hopefully. I got a new Twitter account.
I won't remind you. Yes. Anyway, I've been Corwin.
I've been James.
Bye.
That laugh is maniacal. Voiceover work. I'm his agent. Remember that.
You do you, James. You do you. You can like cut that bit and just have it as its own little thing. You do you, James. You do you.
I was making sure we got that clean.
It's
oh,
clean.
Yeah.
It's real clean.